I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Colin Gatta Show podcast. Late. Again. This was supposed to be out on the 27th of January, which was yesterday, but it's not. It's out today. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it happened. You know, went to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu yesterday, like I normally do. You know? This is what's happening now. I'm pushing shit around so that I can free up my time to go to a small dungeon that's matted out and be attacked for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? So I went to that. I came back and literally as I got back to the flat / apartment, depending on who's looking at it, I went, oh, I have no keys, mate. Sure didn't I leave them in the house before I left this morning? Oh, what a retard. And had one of those moments where I was like, I have quite a bit of work to do, and I have to do a podcast, and I can't get in the bastard flat. I could have went to girlfriend Maureen's work there and walked in and been all like, can I have the keys for the thing? And then, thank you. And then you have to stand there while she asks the manager, can she then go and get keys for some retard who forgot them? So what actually happened was, I went to Starbucks for a minute for a think, and then I went, oh, that's right. I'll just go out to the family home. Won't I? So that's what I did, and I ended up just sitting there all day, unable to do anything till Maureen got out of work, basically, with the fucking keys, which was at 7 o'clock. So, you know, it's a long day, stuck with your fucking sister, talking shit. I was like, I'll come out to the house there, what are you doing? Oh, I'm off today, right. I'll come out and, you know, we'll cook lunch or something. Yeah, sure. What do you want? We went to Moxie's yesterday and got fucking all sorts of stuff. There's a nice cage. Here she goes, right? I tweeted about this. My sister, who we all know is borderline retarded. You know what I mean? This is what I picture when I use the word retarded. Someone like her who fits into, you know, day-to-day life, you know, seems fairly level-headed and normal, but will, with complete conviction, say something completely wrong. Do you know what I mean? Here she goes. Yeah, we went shopping yesterday and got loads of stuff out of Marks and Spencer's. There's a nice quiche there, a nice quiche lasagna. And I went, what? And she had this look on her face like, you know, the kind of face like, am I taking the piss saying that? And I was like, you mean quiche Lorraine? And she's like, no, Laranja. We sell it in work. Because she works in a well-known hotel. We sell it in work. It's quiche Laranja. We all say that. That's how we say it. And I was like, no, it's quiche Lorraine. Like, and then we had this argument. And then I went out to the fucking kitchen, brought it back in, was like, mate, that says Lorraine on it. You know? I don't know how you spell fucking Lorraine. But that just says, that just says Lorraine there. And she's like, oh really? Everyone in our work's been saying Lorania for ages. I'm like, but how did your brain not realise that that just says the name Lorraine? You fucking gimp. You know what I'm saying? Keish Lorania. And then I had this fucking argument with on and on. And then she got some Google pronunciation, whatever the fuck it is, pronunciation machine, and typed it in, and it just went, Keish Lorraine. And I went, see, you fucking mug. Ha ha. And she goes, what about lasagna and all? And I was like, well, it's a totally different thing. There's a G involved. You know, I'm sure it's Italian, so you have to go lasagna. Not a quiche lasagna, you fucking mug. So that's why I didn't get a podcast done. All my equipment, my laptop, a recorder, all that shit was in the flat. I could have done it last night. But you know, sometimes you just have to drink beer. I mean, I could feel myself getting the cold there, which is always brutal. You know, when you're like in school and you're a child, you're like, oh yeah, my voice sounds a bit weird here. That's a week off school for this fella. And then you hit a certain age, and as soon as you get a bit of a sore throat or whatever, you're like, fuck this. I'm taking heroin to get rid of this shit. I'm taking everything. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, what do? I take these cold and flu tablets, or do I just drink some beers and pray that it goes away? So I drank some beers, man. And we watched some Netflix, and the same thing happened that happens in all Netflix sort of attempts is, you know, you'll flick around for ages, you'll try to watch something new, you'll get about two beers in, and then you go, shall we just watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia? 9 times? Sure. Let's do that. Let's do that while eating this, what was that horrendous shit? Doritos nacho cheese dip. And I hate to sound like your stereotypical 9-titted fat man, but even I was surprised at how nice that shit was. Do you ever eat a thing and you go, what is wrong with me? It happens every time I ate a kebab or something. I was like, what did I just ate this, like, you know when they shave that shit off the big spinny bit? And I'm not talking like, you know when you get the good one when it's like steak and lamb or whatever, and they shove it over a big spike, which I'm pretty sure very few kebab shops do now, because I'm sure it costs money every time they do that. It costs a lot of money to get that proper meat shit. But like, see when they do the other one where they shave the big strips of shit off? I mean, what is that? What are you eating? Like, it's like as if they could make, I'm gonna look it up, I'm gonna see what it's made of. Google.com. Where would we be without Google? Alta Vista. Right, what is Doner meat? Beef is predominantly used. Some doners can be mixed of lamb. Like Central Europe. You see, it really is just, I mean, what's that one there? They just put on this fucking elephant's leg, it looks like. You see, I'm confused here, because all the kebab shops that we're used to over here, they do give you those strips of shit where it's disgusting. It's like meat foam. And you're squishing it, and you're going, this for sure is going to have worms in it that are going to eat me from the inside out. You know, and then there's some other thing here. If you went to a decent kebab shop where it's beef and lamb, and it all comes off in wee bits of meat. Anyway, here I am sitting on fucking Wednesday morning, perving over kebabs already. What a fat shit. You fat fuck. But yeah, that was another shame moment. Some of the shit. You know what I mean? I'll eat like weird beef jerky and be like, that's great, man. That is like a lovely piece of meat that you've kind of dropped while eating it and then found it months later when all the moisture's come out of it. I am enjoying that, sir. So yeah, Doritos nacho cheese dip is on the list of shame foods that I've been eating of late. I say eating. I dipped about 4 crisps in it last night. Still ashamed of myself. Unbelievable. I had the laugh yesterday when I was at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu there. The guy that takes it, bit of a character. He's not really, he's just one of those guys where, like, lovely fella, fairly quiet and sort of timid, would murder you in a fucking heartbeat. But, you know, one of those guys of many interests. And one of those guys who, when he talks, he's like, oh, when I used to be this, or when I used to work here. And you're like, really? You know, you can't believe the one person did all the jobs. And he said, oh, yeah, I got into sort of hunting a while ago, and I wanted to source my own meat. And, you know, I wanted to get my own protein and stuff like that, be sort of self-sufficient. So for Christmas, my mother-in-law got me a fucking crossbow. And I was like, all right, okay. Now, I know where you live, roughly, because you've mentioned it. And from my knowledge, fairly built-up area. You know, I don't know how much... You know, he's like, oh, I'll just go to the park near me or something. I was like, what are you going to shoot? And he's like, rabbits, just kill it, shoot a rabbit. And I was like, if you can pin down a rabbit with a fucking crossbow, fair play to you. You're going to be like the... fucking Lee Harvey Oswald of rabbit murderers. Fair fucking play to you. And then he said, no, I actually got one. And I was like, alright, how'd you do that? And he goes, you just lie down basically on the floor so you're like level with the rabbit. And in my head I'm going, is this a park? Is this literally just like a park where people could be walking their dogs and shit? Imagine that, you bend over and fucking, it's gonna kill this rabbit here. Shung. So my old doll walks out. Now I imagine that the arrow would go clean through a rabbit, leaving not a lot of it left. You know what I mean? Shunk straight through the rabbit into the back of a fucking, you know, Yorkshire Terrier. Probably more meat on that. Well, maybe not. But then the best one he comes off with, this is where I was going to with this shitty story, now that I've got the cold and it's early in the morning, I'm going to be sick. He came in all excited and he's like, oh, remember saying to you about the hunting? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I've changed my mind what I'd like to do. And I was like, right, what is it? And he goes, I'm going to get a goose. And I was like, okay, where are you going to get a fucking goose from? And he goes, the waterworks in Belfast. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, yeah, I've never been to the fucking waterworks, because there's, you know, if you're from the Belfast area in general, there's a lot of places in Belfast you just don't bother your whole going. You know? I'm gonna Google that too. Belfast waterworks. First of all, I'm not even sure if there are geese. You know what I mean? Is he confusing it with, like, a swan, maybe? Here, I've googled it here. I can't see a single motherfucking... Cannot see a single goose. Oh, there's a goose there, right enough. Ah, well, there's a... Yeah, okay. I don't know whether that goose is actually from there or they've just taken a picture. There is a swan. I would eat swan. There's something quite fancy about that, and that, yeah, there's geese. All right, fair enough. But like, you know, this isn't like a densely wooded area. You know what I mean? This is fucking quite an open thing where you basically walk around a piece of water. There's geese flying about. Oh, there's geese there. Well, according to this picture, I'm not sure if that's even from the fucking waterworks. So this fucking lunatic is going to go with a crossbow, which, unless it folds away, it probably does, actually. That's not the most conspicuous, inconspicuous thing, is it? Man, he's a lunatic. Can you imagine that? I was like, imagine someone seeing you. I was like, yeah, some guy with like cauliflower ear and a fucking shaved head came in here in a large army jacket with a crossbow, murdered a fucking goose. I mean, you know, you're gonna just smash it. I thought sort of bow hunting worked on like bigger animals where there was plenty of meat, or you just poof, hit it right in the heart, doesn't affect any of the meat. You know, if there's not a lot of surface area on a goose, you're certainly not going to hit it on the head unless you're fucking, you know, that cunt out of fucking Avengers, right? Whatever his fucking name is. Let me look up his name. What's he called? Like this fucking Sparrowhawk or something? Avengers bow and arrow guy. Some other retards Google this too. What's his name? Steve? Hawkeye? What did I say? Sparrowhawk? Is that even a real thing? This is early morning Googles with... Yep, Sparrowhawk's a real thing. Early morning Googles with Colin, who doubts any of the knowledge that he thinks that he has. Did you read it? Nope. I vaguely heard it in the background at some stage. Sparrowhawk's fucking badass, look at that. Nice pattern to it. What is it about those bird of prey, like eyes, where it's just like, just open and yellow, just like, yep, yeah, these are murdering eyes. I can see shit from fucking space. Look at that. There's one just murdering a pigeon. Birds are fucking savages. I'm pretty sure I told this story before, but I remember standing while we were filming for LOL years ago. And I smoked at the time. Me and Mickey were out the front having a smoke. And all I heard was like, turn around, a pigeon hit the floor. And I was like, what the fuck? And a couple of seconds after it, seagull comes down on top of it. I don't know whether the seagull killed it and fucked it off the roof, you know, to let it fall to the floor and die. And then just swooped down and starts shows you how frail, like, birds, you know, their skin and bones are. It just starts, boom, just ripping its fucking stomach open. Just tearing its chest up. And you're like, holy fuck. I thought them two were mates. You know? Or is the pigeon, like, a sort of... you know, slimy city boy, you know, like a real dodgy dealer who's kind of wearing a suit, but you can tell he's a grimy bastard and just would steal everything from you, versus the seagull, which is just a fucking Somali pirate, just a crazy bastard. You know what I mean? Pigeons run about like, yeah, I fucking run shit in this town, until the pirate seagulls come in and they're just like, fuck off. Swoop down, murder the fuck out of you. Rip your chest open, bitch. I couldn't believe that. Like, we're in Belfast city centre here, and the noise from seagulls on a quiet morning would drive you fucking crazy. And mainly because a lot of them sound like babies being murdered. Like, meh! Dirty fucking seagulls. Can't even eat them. That's the worst thing, because all they eat is like tampons off the beach. I'm terrible with the podcast. Oh, here, I'll plug some gigs. It's about time I had some sort of guest on this shit, isn't it? Let me plug some gigs here. Here's some gigs that are coming up. As usual, as always, Lavery's Comedy Club. I want people to attend. I want people to attend Lavery's as if you were going to the cinema. That's how you should look at it. Don't look at it as like, oh, I can't afford to go, it's a big fucking night out. No, it's not, man. It's £4 in if you have a student card. And, you know, the validity of it is not going to be questioned. You know what I'm saying? This is how tight that rule is. Do you have a student card? Yep. Sweet, £4. Do you want to see it? Nah. Because the majority of people don't lie, you know? I was in the printers, the guy was like, you have a student card? And I was like, he goes, you're a student, aren't you? And I went, I could say yes and get, you know, 60p off of this shit here. But I went, no, I'm actually not. And he goes, all right, okay. Charged me the full whack. Anyway, Lavery's Comedy Club, it's on the 1st and the 3rd Wednesday of every month. The next one coming up is on the 4th of February. February. I can't say that. That's one of my dyslexic words. Although, does dyslexic have anything to do with saying shit? Who knows? We have Kai Humphreys, right? Who I've gigged with at the Stand in Edinburgh. He's a Geordie fella. He's super funny. He's always on tour with like Daniel Sloss. They're like best mates. He's been on Dave's fucking something. He's been on a pile of shit. But he's basically coming over to do a bit of a mini tour. So he's doing Lavery's, then he's doing Mason's Comedy Club, then he's doing where is he doing? Daly's in Oma. And then he's doing Chaplin's, I think, in Dublin. So he's doing a wee mini tour and he's doing Lavery's first. He's super funny. Support is from Christian Talbot on the night. We might have an open spot also. So it's going to be a great night, guys. Just another one. Another great night. Come on down. I'll be talking shit in between, trying to write new jokes. And it's going to be a lot of fun. How many times did I say fun? 30. Also, as I yawn, oh, fuck! It's too early in the morning. I really need to do this at night, but I can never be fucked. You know, that's when my brain's fully woken up to watch TV. From February on, the second Tuesday of the month, which is going to be the 10th, that's the first one in February, the Black Box Cafe, we will be doing live podcast recordings. Now, if anyone missed the last one, Mickey, I put it up about 4 weeks later, or something like that. We recorded it badly. I'll hopefully get this one recorded better. They're not going to go out as soon as they're recorded. I'd rather stagger them. But they're much more entertaining live. I'll tell you that for free. The last one was class. Super funny. We're going to do the first one, because Mickey can't make it, is going to be filled in by Shane Todd. So me and him are going to talk bollocks for a while, and then we're going to have a guest do some stand-up. I don't think it'll be him. Maybe. Who knows? That's a totally different experience. And then, like, I'll be emceeing at Lavery's, and I'll also be doing, do you hear my voice? Sounds like I'm breaking down. I'll be doing a live podcast, not doing a lot of big sets in Belfast until McHugh's, where I'll be headlining, doing a full set. Can't remember the date. Is it the last Thursday in that month or something? So anyway, but most importantly, come to Lavery's Comedy Club, 4th of February, next Wednesday. Kai Humphreys headline, I'll be emceeing. It's going to be lethal. Lethal bizzle, bro. Alright, what else did I do at the weekend? Did anyone see that UFC? Jesus H. Fuck. I can't really remember any of the other fights, but that Gustafsson fight was just sad, really, wasn't it? It was kind of sad. Alexander Gustafsson, who was fighting in Sweden, big home fight. It was like, yeah, I got this fight, beat this guy, you get to fight John Jones again. Goes in against fucking Anthony Johnson, who is a fucking beast. Which is hilarious because they're fighting at light heavyweight, right? Fighting at light heavyweight, which must be like, I don't know, 14 and a half stone or something. Both of them weigh way more than that walking about. But it's so funny because Anthony Johnson, the guy that he was fighting, used to fight at welterweight. Which is fucking insane. Hold on a second, I'm going to get a photo of him. Anthony Johnson. Yeah, he used to fight at fucking welterweight where he'd stand on the scales looking like he was about to die. And then, obviously, cutting the weight was a problem for him. So it was affecting the fights. So, at some stage, someone just went, yeah, why don't you just fight kind of at the weight that you naturally walk about at? And as soon as he did that, he was just knocking the fuck out of people. So imagine that, like fighting at welterweight, which I don't know what that is, like 12 and a half stone or something. I don't know what the fucking 12 stone. And then someone going, well, you're actually about 16 stone, mate, so why don't you just fight at about 14 and a half stone? And they're like, all right. Goes in and fights this fucking guy. Who, like, the Gustafsson-John Jones fight was probably one of the best ones there's been. But, yeah, he just went in and assaulted him. Beat the fuck clean out of him. You know what I mean? I watch a lot of fighting, and sometimes you get sort of, you get used to it, you know. You're like, wow, that was pretty badass there. But then the odd one, you're just like, oh, that really didn't even look like, you know, like two trained fighters. That just looked like someone, not that your man's not, doesn't have lethal technique, but at the end it was just like, your guy was on his knees and fucking Anthony Johnson was just beating the fuck out of him. Just punching like under his armpit and hitting him on the chin. His head was just up and down like a fucking nodding dog. Oh man, it was brutal. But at the same time, I had an erection. This is an interesting bit of a podcast where I just down coffee. That was cold. Here's one thing I've noticed about having the cold. Don't put headphones in because you don't become aware of your breathing. And then when you walk along the street behind a female, going, just walk along yesterday, a girl actually just kind of looked behind her, stopped, stepped to the side, and let me walk past her. And I was like, that's weird. Because I looked back and she started walking again. I was like, oh, it must be because I was walking behind her making like animal noises. Like she's been followed by a bear. So annoying. I think I actually did, you know, like snot bubble. Snot bubbles like a fucking child the other day. Staying with the banter. Did anyone see that Auschwitz program? Holy fuck. Channel 4 showed it the other night. Decided to watch it because, you know, of course you do. You know, you're like, oh, do you want to see some hidden videos that they weren't allowed to show at the time of Auschwitz and other concentration camps? And you're like, sure. Sure, I'll watch that. And very quickly, it became very just disturbing. Do you hear my nose bubbling? I can't even blow it. It's just like, do you hear the squeak? Oh, it's away. I'm like the dog from Snatch. Oh, what? Oh, man. I sniffed too hard there. I think I broke my eye. That's man flu. I think man flu's real. I just think, like, you know, if you have a girl who's all small and frail and she gets, you know, the cold, you're like, oh, she's only wee. Whereas I think if something takes down a big, heavy man, you're like, well, you know, it must be way stronger. Do you know what I'm saying? What am I watching here? The Weirdest Car Wash short film. Oh, that's the worst. Is there anything worse than people trying to make a short? They're like, is this short film that students made? And you're like, the camera work shit, the acting's worse. Anyway, alright, Colin, concentrate. I need to learn how to fucking... Oh my god. I'm having a mental breakdown here. Here's what's funny. We were looking up late night Tesco's last night. And there was one, Tesco's Lisburn Road or something. I know that one was there, but it was shut at the time. Maureen looked it up on Google. At the bottom, Google review from Padraig fucking Breslin. One review, right? 4 stars. It was good. Would you like to, tell us what you think of this Tesco's? It was good! Thank you. Thank you so much. Alright, what the fuck was I talking about there? Auschwitz. Alright, you went from Auschwitz to Tesco's. Kind of the same, in a way. You should have seen this show, it was fucking brutal. Auschwitz, Channel 4. Let's see what this show was called. But it's weird, because you get people who were like Holocaust survivors, or not even survivors, but like American or British troops that were going in to clean these things out and shut them down. And how many years ago was that? Like, I don't know. Loads. But the guy's like, you know, just fucking crying his eyes out. And you're like, that's how disturbing that shit is. That so many years later, you know, that guy still can't fucking get over what the shit that he's seen. I've never been, like, but I would like to go. Just, I don't know, it's just one of them things you feel like you would need to see just to kind of just get the full fucking effect of it. It's just frightening when you see, like, the body. First of all, the bodies were horrific. You know what I mean? When they went in to close these fucking places, like, it was just, it showed you, like, I think they were British or American troops just collecting these bodies, and they had to bury them because they were just sitting in big piles. So they're like, right, we're going to have to bury these fucking kids. And they, like, just lifting them. You know what I mean? Like, you would just lift bags of rubbish. That's what the people had sort of become. Just so skinny that you're just, like, scooping them up. You know, just bags of bones walking along, fucking them into a pit. And they just fall to the floor, crash. And, you know, there's no individuals in that. Like, it's all just, you're just the same as the last body that they fucked in. So strange, like. But then, even spookier than just the piles of bodies, which were horrific, was just, like, when you see what they collected off people. Like, there was a room, you know, there's always stories like, oh, the Nazis took their fucking gold teeth out and kept that and used the gold and whatever, did a whole pile of shit. Took all their shoes and shaved all their hair and had bags of hair. There was just stuff creeped me out. Like, there was a room that just had massive stacks of glasses. Like, pairs of glasses. And you're like, I'll put it this way, like, how many people, what's the percentage of people that wear glasses in modern day life? You know, maybe 30 or 40% of people have glasses. And you're like, seeing a room full of fucking tens of thousands of pairs of glasses. And you're like, you know, that's only the people that were wearing glasses. and everyone else got killed too, but you're like, look how many people there were that just wore glasses. Because there's a fucking, like, mountain of glasses here. Spectacles. All in all, an awful fucking carry-on. And then, on the way, I don't know, I might have to go. Which part of Germany is Auschwitz in? The Polish part. It says on the door, what is it, Arbeit macht frei or something? Which, coincidentally, is a Libertine song. Goes like this. I'll just play it all to a minute. There you go, 1 minute 13 seconds of Pete Doherty trying to hold it together. I like the bit there where it just stops and he goes, he don't like blacks or queers. What a way to eat up time there. Get us just playing a full Libertine song. 1 minute 13. Something about the Libertines. See, when I was younger, I was like, I fucking love the Libertines. I love the trashy fucking messiness of them. And then you just so grow out of them so quickly. You're like, lads, make a fucking, not that they don't have great songs, but it's like, you're just like, sort it out, lads. You know what I mean? Don't have it produced by some other punk guy that's just like, yeah, that thing, that sounds brilliant, yeah. And you're like, mate, did you tune it? Before you fucking, mate, stop. For sure, just concentrate for a minute while you're singing. Or something. You know? I don't know if me and fucking Carl can get back together. How about you fucking, you suck it up, dickhead, you know what I'm saying? Suck it up and just make some music. Plenty of bands don't fucking like each other. Oh, I don't know. Making it all romantic and all with the best friends, but then fucking blah, blah. Wise up. Fucking Libertines. And I, don't get me wrong, I love them. But at a certain stage, I was just like, you know, why can't you be like a Queens of the Stone Age where you're an absolute fucking caner? But you can also hold it together because you're some sort of rock god. Instead of like, I can't have my fucking heroin. It's only a bit of heroin. And then, you know, there's videos of Pete Doherty in fucking Thailand getting clean. What a place to go to get clean, like. I'm just going to go to Thailand here and not take any drugs. Fair enough. Well, I'm sure they're readily available, but it's like if you get caught with them, they just lock you up. Give me money. That's my Thai accent there. Is it just me, or would you not speak to any females in Thailand? How could you not just be thinking the whole time? He's got a cock. That show was on fucking More 4 the other week, or Channel 4 or whatever. Some fellow's like, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you would call him hot, but you know, he was maybe 40. Muscly guy, kept himself in good neck, full head of luscious hair, you know, not horrendous looking. And you're like, mate, surely you can at least, you know, I'm sure you could get a female. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, yeah, I came over to Thailand and met a lovely lady. She was very friendly. And you're like, yep, that's because she's expecting money, mate. Very friendly and paid her money, got back to the hotel room and took her top off, nice. Took her makeup off, nice. Brushed her beard. Took her pants off and big old dick there. Big old dick and balls. And you're like, and what? And he goes, no, whatever. Just flipped her over. Fucked her in the arse. That's it. You know, it didn't seem to bother him. That, like, she had a dick. Which, fair play to him. You know, but, like, what is it? Do you like it to look like a girl with a dick? Or do you just love dicks and you're, like, scared to just actually tell people that you fancy men? I don't know. I'm not in on these sort of, you know, various types of sexuality. Because you can't even... Can you keep track of them? I can't. You know? And all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, you can't have an opinion if you're just a heterosexual. You're not a fucking girl that dresses like a boy who, you know, doesn't really fucking subscribe to, you know, a gender. Don't call me him or her, just call me Thon. Thon has a dick and a skirt. I don't know, can you even fucking keep up? I mean, the ultimate is bisexual, isn't it? If you were legitimately bisexual, it'd be the best shit ever, wouldn't it? Because you could just be like, you know, you could be like, oh, I might try and chat up these women, and then you would, you know, you go, oh, it turns out it's a fucking nightmare to fucking try and get these women. Could you be arsed? Not so much. How about we just grind her the life out of it? Send a couple of messages. Next minute, I'm getting skewered in the toilets of a fucking park somewhere. Up the shitter. I love how that's the immediate sort of go-to thing when you're talking about gay men. And fucking fucked in the arse, no, dick in the arse. I'm sure plenty of them are just giving each other fucking handies, aren't they? Giving each other a wee suck job in the toilets. Unbelievable. So we went from Auschwitz to sucking dicks there. Well done, Colin, you've done it again. Check out that Channel 4 show there about Auschwitz. It was fucked up. Had all sorts of people working on it. Stanley Kubrick. What do you call that cunt? What are these? Big pile of shaving brushes. That's weird. Look at that. They're like taking off people. A million fucking shaving brushes. Fuck me. But yeah, they had all sorts of massive filmmakers at the time working on this thing, but it was just too much to let out. And it's weird because they actually had to bring like local German or local, or where was it? I don't know, people who lived around these concentration camps. Yeah, some of them German, I would imagine, some of them Polish or whatever. They had to literally bring them in and show them around and be like, yeah, this is what's happening in here, just let you know, in case anyone was denying that any shit was going on. And they brought them in, they're like, yep, come on in, guys. Here's an enormous hole filled with thousands of bodies. Here's some other horrific shit. Here's where we burn people. Yep. Here's where we burn people. Just fucking horrendous, like. But, yeah, check it out in Fair Play to Channel 4, because they didn't show ads during it. Which, you know, yeah, fair play to them. It's the right thing to do, not to be like, you know, wasn't it absolutely terrible? Cut to that that stupid ad. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Check out this fella, he's got an arse like a woman. Interesting. Nat. Yeah, because that's, you know, today I was on fucking themirror.co.uk just because I like going on to look at the silly stories, especially for this podcast. You know, you go on, it's like, you know, police release footage of CCTV footage of man in Panama being shot in the head at a fast food restaurant. And they show this slow motion video of a guy coming into the shop and shooting a guy in the back of the head. And they're like, strange thing is, he survived. He is, however, in critical condition in hospital in fucking Colombia. And you're like, yeah, saying that he survived is like almost pointless. You'll never believe that he's alive. He has no functions whatsoever other than a pulse, but, you know, and half his head's in a fucking lunchbox. But yeah, didn't even worry. Didn't even get to finish his chips. Raging. That's what I'd be more angry about. You know, I'd be like, mate, could you not have waited till it finished? Like, you cheeky cunt. But my point is, you know, I go on the mirror.co.uk to watch that, and sure enough, there's an ad that plays before it, and you're like, these newspaper sites have become no better than, like, these fucking clickbait sites, where it's like, you'll never guess what this fucking cunt did, or something. And you click the link, you know, and it's something utter bollocks. But all they did was make you look at some ads anyway. You know? Don't you wish your girlfriend was moneysupermarket.com. Here's a man being shot in the fucking head. Here's the guy that used to be in the fast show fucking selling bread. There's an ad, have you seen that? What's his name? Paul Tomlinson or Tompkins or something. The guy that used to be in the fast show, the jazz guy. If you're from jazz. And he's on an ad for like Kingsmill or something. And he's like dropping his daughter off at fucking university, and they've made a pile of sandwiches, and the wee sister's like, my sister's made sandwiches. And a load of students come in, and there's like, obviously the hot boy standing there, and he's like, yeah, like, these are is this mozzarella? That's delicious. And the dad, who's Paul Tomlin, whatever the fuck his name is. Let's look it up. Paul Tompkins. Nope. What the fuck's his name? Paul. What's his fucking name? Oh, mate. Let's go. Fucking fast show. Paul. What the fuck is his name? Alright, that's gonna do my absolute norks in all day. Anyway, yeah, so the daughter gets a load of sandwiches, the wee sister runs out into the hall at these, you know, student dorms, and she's like, my sister made sandwiches. Hot boy comes in, dad walks out with the younger daughter, like, giving this look back, as if to go, oh, I'm gonna, I have to let you go. Into this just wilderness of dicks. He just had that look on his face, like, one of these ones is just going to be drunkenly trying to jizz on you. Later on. You know what I mean? You're going to do too many shots, and there's going to be lads, like, high-fiving as they spit-roast you. Just because you made them a sandwich. Is this mozzarella? Who makes mozzarella sandwiches anyway? What are you, a fucking millionaire? Oh, fuck. Let's do some questions. Since I've talked enough bollocks here. Apologies for the thing being late, by the way, guys. Sorry about that. Really sorry about that. Had to pause the podcast at the banana in the fridge bit because I burst out laughing on the plane. Paul Henry, what are you like? Right, here we go. This one's from Kane. If McGregor beats Aldo, more UFC talk. I should do a separate UFC podcast. Should I? Would anyone listen to that fucking dick? Fuck it. If McGregor beats, it would be 5 minutes long. You know what I mean? I enjoy watching it and talking shit about it. But let's face it. If McGregor beats Aldo and goes on to dominate, as predicted by some, should he move up a weight class to be more competitive? He probably could, because he's big. Like, he's... You know, I'm going to sneeze here. He's tall. Oh, no shit there. Oh, Jesus, lads. I apologise for this. I should have just waited till I wasn't all phlegmy. Oh, it's gross. Jesus Christ. He could if he absolutely just cleaned the whole division out. Yeah, fuck it, why not? But there's a lot of those guys seem way bigger, you know what I mean? Like, if he fought like Donald Cerrone, who I imagine is just way bigger than him, he might struggle. I don't know. On a scale of Anne Whittacombe to Naked Mickey Bartlett, how hard am I right now? I can't imagine their two physiques being much different, to be honest with you. Connor D. Worst rap name ever. Oh, Anne Whittacombe. What a horrendous cunt. Luke Gibson, what A-levels did you get? This is what I got, right? B, C, D. Art, technology, and... IT, was it? I don't know. But... I'll tell you what happened. I already had an unconditional offer to go to art college, so I didn't give a flying fuck, to be honest with you. I didn't try at all. So there you go, kids. There you go. Didn't do anything. Chris McCullough, have you ever thought a fella was a woman from behind? Nah, I'm usually pretty good at that game. I did, however, think that I seen a mate of mine, Chrissy Bowes, who runs Daly's Comedy Club, actually. I thought I saw him in the street in Belfast, and I was literally like, I was about to say something, and I realised it was a girl with her hood up. So there you go, Chris. You look like a scrawny girl with your hood up. And I literally made that noise, like it was about to leave my mouth. I was like, yeah. Never mind. Madness. Was that the end of the questions there? Aaron McCann, by the way, who, friend of the show, I've been on his Rappuccino show at Queens. Wasn't that many years ago where he actually approached me and fucking an Asda and Oma and was like, how do I do fucking stand-up? I want to do stand-up. And sure enough, he's been doing it for quite some time now. Doing his own show on the 27th of fucking June or something. And, let me just double check that date. Yeah, 27th of June in the Strill in Oma. Because he said that he was going to do his own show after a year of stand-up. And sure enough, he's doing it. Yep, fair play to him. He's the guy who invited Tyler, the Creator, to come see his fucking gig in LA because he got an open spot over there, and he came. He came to the fucking gig. It was all over the internet. He's a go-getter, that son of a bitch. But what I'm saying is, Aaron McCann, go to his Twitter, check out the poster I made for him. It's fucking sweet, bro. Almost a better graphic designer than I am. Comedian? Well, no, of course I am. Comedian's about 8th on the list of things that I'm remotely good at. Ryan McLaughlin, old school fan of everything, podcast-wise, this guy. Listening to Joe Rogan make fun of Northern Irish accent on Joe Rogan Experience. Have you heard this yet? No, I might listen to that episode though, the Justin Rain one. I don't know, things like that make me cringe, because if no one can really do the accent, no, people can barely do an Irish one. People go, you know, like, oh, hello, I'm Irish, I'm an Irish person. And you're like, that's a bad Scottish accent, you fucking mong. By the way, if you want to see something disgusting, just because Ryan mentioned it there, because the episode of the Joe Rogan podcast is with Justin Rain. Justin Wren's an ex-UFC fighter, right? Go to Google. I'm going to do it right now. Walk you through it, guys. Type in Justin Wren mouth, right? And get ready to vomit all over the shop. They're not sure what the fuck happened to him. I think... I think what happened was... he had like a retainer in his mouth. You know, one of those things you would stick up, keep your teeth in line. And while he was over there, got some sort of strange infection in his mouth. And the roof of his mouth essentially fell off. And, I mean, check it out, because it is the worst thing I've ever looked at. Same as my mate Lecky sending me a picture of, his tonsils just as he had them out, which just made my knob crawl back inside me. Gruesome. Right, let's move on to Facebook questions, guys. Facebook questions. I need to think of some fucking... I mean, what has this podcast been? Me googling shit and looking up horrendous stuff. And trying to talk seriously about Auschwitz while diving off into other, like, you know, gay guys sucking each other off. Oh, come on. What improves your focus? That's what I need to get on. Let's go. Robert Cordner, how do you come up with funny sayings? I don't know. What's a funny saying? I don't know. You'd need to fucking point one out. What's the funny thing? I don't know, man. I'm trying to be really pretentious. Sometimes you just, when you allow yourself to have no barriers, you become funnier without... Is that snow? Oh, fuck off. Right? Gavin Grogan, the Grogster. Hulk Grogan. How did you get into BJJ? And this come from the man, I'm pretty sure he's a black belt in Krav Maga, you know what I'm saying? Snap your hand off, stick your finger in your neck somewhere, pull it back out your mouth, kick your knees out, pull your balls clean off your body. How'd you get into BJJ? I don't know. I just like the idea of it. It's like, I like the physicality of it. Because let's face it, I'm not going to play rugby anymore because my knee's fucked. So I was like, I like the physicality. I like the grappling aspect. You know. Plus, it's like magic. You know, you're big into martial arts yourself. But there's something about jiu-jitsu where it's like when you get shown stuff and you're like, this is honestly magic. You know what I mean? When they teach you like sweeps and stuff, and I've only recently realised it because I've been training for about 6 months now. 5 or 6 months. That's snow, guys. That is snow outside. And anytime there's a new person comes along or someone with a good bit less experience than I have, that's when it really shows itself. Where you're like, you know, I could do fucking anything to you right now. And you have no answer for it whatsoever. Or you can do a sweep that you've drilled 100 times... which is hard to pull off against someone who's experienced. You have to sort of... it has to become like a trick then. You have to trick them into... you bait them into moves and, you know, let them take certain positions so that you can counteract it. It becomes a game then. And it becomes like chess. Whereas if someone doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, it's like, I can do whatever I want to you with very little effort. You know what? I rolled with a guy a while ago who had just been there for like a week or two. And, you know, you were I like swept them over. And the guy was like, you know, pretty tough, like 5'11", 6 foot. Muscly, like, kept, you know, fucking well built, kept good, you know, took good care of himself. And I just gently nudged him onto his arse. I didn't have to, like, muscle it at all. You know what I mean? Like, throw him over or trip him. I literally just had certain positions where it's like he has no other option but to fall over and for me to end up on top of him. You know what I mean? And I let him fucking, you know, feel like he's trying to get out of a position when all he's doing is rolling into a worse one. And it's, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. And my knee right now, this very minute, is like a fucking trifle. You know, like, if you look at a trifle and it's got like little bits of fruit through it, you know what I mean? You can see the jelly and then you can see little bits of fruit. That's my knee with like fluid and bits of cartilage. Okay? My finger that I broke doing jiu-jitsu about fucking 6 weeks ago, as I said on Twitter, is still clicking like a Barbie's finger. You know? My ears are killing me. My fucking jaw feels like I've been punched even though I haven't. I'm dying here. But will I be at jiu-jitsu tomorrow? Yes. It's a lot of fun. Can you stop yourself? Not really. There's cunts of no arms. Dude, 1 hour and 30. There's me thinking I was going to struggle through this today. 1 hour and 30 seconds. Don't fucking get carried away, lads. But seriously, you should. If anyone fancies doing it, and you're, even if you work in Belfast City Centre and you want to go on your fucking lunch break to Centaur Gym, Maeda Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which there's going to be a seminar from John Kavanagh, who's Conor McGregor's coach, coaches all them boys, Paddy Hoolahan and all them lads. He's coming up for a seminar, and then hopefully he's going to allow us to be an affiliate with his club, which means he's the one dishes out the belts and stuff. So if you want to get involved with that club and up in Belfast that has an affiliate with Straight Blast Gym in Dublin at some stage, God willing, go for it, man. Lovely bunch of lads. Ladies welcome also. Not enough women doing it. And I tell you, women should be 100% fucking doing it. You know, you could teach a girl boxing and she can throw a really hard punch, but some big lad will probably still be able to just knock the fuck out of her. You know, if she was a purple belt in jiu-jitsu though, and she got a hold of your neck, you're fucking fucked. It is snowing like a bastard out here. Do some jiu-jitsu, guys. It's a lot of fun. One coat of Ron Seal or two from Irene McDevitt. What are you even saying, Irene? You've got one of them names where I don't know if... Are you 90? I'm not slagging you. My girlfriend's called Maureen. Hey, what's she, like a 100-year-old woman? Shane O'Hagan, Eddie Murphy's Raw or Delirious? Which is better? I'll tell you something, and this is a weird thing to admit. I haven't seen either of them. And I'll tell you why. Because I've seen clips, and it looked like a person doing an impression of Richard Pryor. And I just thought, I don't know if I want to watch Eddie Murphy in a fucking PVC suit with a like camel toe on his dick doing an impression of this cunt. So fuck it, I might watch them someday, but when there's things like Louis C.K.'s new special just going up on his website, you know, I'm gonna watch that, let's face it. Benjamin Stephen Ferris Hunter, is that your real name? What do you do you think there is a God and why? Jesus Christ, mate. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Do I think there's a God? I think the best you can do is say, I don't know. But there might... No, I just don't think there can be. No, I'm not a big believer. And do I have the intelligence to fucking put that into words as to why I don't believe in it? Not really, but it's just a feeling. I don't know if the God that everyone talks about in the Bible, the Christian God, I just think you know, let's face it, he's not acting, he's not walking the walk of all the shit that he's put out. So I'm just going to go ahead and say no. Plus there's too many of them, isn't there? There's a million fucking gods. You know, one god over here is like, oh, you bloody blah, and you do this. Then someone else's god. In fact, you know, people's version of the same god is telling them to do different shit. So it's hard to fucking even take it seriously. John O'Connor, you win the lottery. What's your plan? Depends. I mean, you could win it on a bad week where 10 other people win it and you get like 100 grand. I'd take it, sure. But here's what I would do, right? I would build a house. I would just build a dream house. And I'm not talking fancy. I'm just talking like, do you know, like when a, yeah, remember like that guy who was like a total scumbag won the lottery? That'd be me. You know what I mean? It'd be like a big house, but it would be trashed, and it'd be like, yeah, there's a swimming pool with a shark in it, and there's a dirt track out there if you want to take the quads out when you're blocked. All that shit. That'd be me. I would have a production company. Because I have endless money, I can, not endless money, but you know, I can facilitate the making of things myself. I think I would just get in touch with Netflix and be like, listen, I'm going to make a series here, put it up, I'm going to pay for it. Good lads, cheers. Make some series. I would maybe open a comedy club in Belfast that was open, a small one that was open every day of the week. Where comedians could just call in and try stuff. I'd probably fund myself going to New York to try stand-up for a while. But, you know, that could take 10 years. Who knows? What would it do? I don't know. I'd probably burn it like it wasn't mine. You know what I mean? You go, like, where did this money come from? Fuck it. We'll just absolutely rip through it like a pile of savages. Curtis Byrne, do you think that older songs and music are better than modern ones? A lot of them are. Some of the new stuff's good too. It's just like some of the stuff that comes out that's on the radio today is just so disposable and shit and sounds like the rest of them. Yeah, I would say pop music is probably shitter. But then you get, you know, the odd like Uptown Funk where you're like, that's a fucking decent song, like, even though they've raped it to death on Radio 1. But if you're talking, you know, your Keshes of the world. Shut up, you dozy bitch. And fuck whoever signed you, because they're obviously retarded. Because you're not even, you don't even have the decency to be hot as fuck. Kieran Doran, up the hoods. Well done, mate. Gordon Rugg Baker, have you watched Sons of Anarchy? Good, ain't it? I'll tell you what, mate. I've tried to watch a couple of episodes, and my general feeling about it, my gut feeling, is that it's shit. I'm sure the storylines get great, but there's just something about, like, yeah, we're badass as fuck and da-da-da, and we're on our bikes and shit. And you're like, fuck off, you fucking nerds. Ron Perlman trying to be hard. What's up, buddy? I seen him disarm a guy, like, take a gun off him and threaten him. And you're like, you're about 58. Do you know what I mean? One of these fucking cunts who's like 24 would just turn around, shove you over. You're not even going to be able to stabilise yourself because you could probably get bad hips. You know, and punch your big fucking Harry and the Henderson face repeatedly. I hate that like unbelievable toughness. You know, and for some reason Liam Neeson gets away with it. I don't know whether it's because he boxed or he's huge. I don't know what it is. Yeah, let's be serious. Hey, Mom, I need to sell. I don't know, I can't even. Fuck it. I might try and get into it, I just can't. There's just certain things where I watch and go, the acting in this is so shit, and it's so cheesy, that I can't even bring myself to remotely enjoy it. Especially because it's modern. Like Game of Thrones, I could sort of half get into because I knew it was weird, you know. It's a little shit, but it's a fantasy sort of, and it's a different era, so you're like, I have nothing to measure that against. Whereas Sons of Anarchy, you're like, if you've seen a bunch of lads walking around with the same fucking jacket on, thinking they were badass as shit, you'd be like, look at these fucking losers here. And bikers aren't even that badass. You know, most of them are very friendly and very accepting. You know, they're outcasts. It's like any group of people. Just kind of want to identify with the group or whatever. It's weird. Chris Brannigan, your thoughts, and he has put a link here, and the link says, woman gets her anus bronzed by mischievous gnome, and it's on video. So you've got a girl, what's her, Reina Terror? That's a good name, isn't it? She's an alt model. I'm going to Google her right now to see if she's got the full kit out there, the full set on display. Let's see. No, that's not her name. Fuck's sake, bro. Colin Googles, thanks for ours. Reina Terror, there she is. Neps out. Hashtag borderline munter, but we sure will not, you know, let's not. What does alt model mean? Sort of not hot, but has red lipstick on. You know, same as, you hate to pick up on it, but like, and sound like a sexist fucker. But you get those, like, is it like, do you do burlesque when you're not hot enough to be a stripper? Is that the deal? We're proud of our bodies. I hate to get dragged in. I think there is that thing of like, I'm confident in my body. You're like, you're acting like if you couldn't click your fingers and look fitter, that you wouldn't. And of course you would. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm proud of the body that, you know, I was born with. You're like, you're not born that fat. You know what I mean? You've cupcaked it right up to that point. What am I talking about here? Some girl got her asshole fucking molded out. You know, let me just watch this here. 7 minutes. How long does it take to fucking cast your asshole? And I'm Reina Terror. I'm fucking disgusting. So here she is up on a table. They've cleverly sort of blanked it out here. She's got her asshole up in the air. This guy slaps a load of what looks like toothpaste into it. It's obviously some sort of moulding resin type shit. There he is, dabbing it in. But he's just getting wafts of asshole as he's doing it. Just patting it in there. Where is he? He pulls it out. Pulls this wedge out of her shitter here. Did she have to stay there that whole time? There he is. He's got this basically like a little mould of her asshole. Sticks it in something else. Reverses the mould and so the asshole goes in the way instead of out the way on the mould. Makes it out of bronze. And now she has a wee bronze asshole. And, you know, sure, I'm going to click the link. I'm going to click the link for sure. But it's like, why did I watch that? What are you going to do with the bronze asshole? Are you going to make a necklace from it? Are you going to be a joker and try and, you know, pay for something in a shop and be like, that's £1? Only joking. That's a bit, it's an ass nugget. How about that? It just seems pointless. You know what I mean? I actually kind of feel sorry for that guy a bit, just with her asshole right in his face. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you guys, but that's the last question, or the last topic for me to talk about. The girl getting her asshole moulded. And, I mean, assholes are assholes. It's like, how many variants on the asshole is there? You know? I couldn't pick my own. If they bronzed my asshole and bronzed 10 other fellas' assholes and had them in a line, I couldn't pick out my asshole. You know what I mean? Do the fanny at least. Although she's one of these alt girls, so her fanny probably looks like a fucking drawer full of earrings. Right, let's move on here, guys. I gotta go. Mainly to blow my nose, but one more time, let's plug these gigs. 4th of February, Lavery's Comedy Club. We got Kai Humphries, Kristen Talbot. We're gonna have an open spot as well. I'll be emceeing. It's £4 in if you have a shooting card, £6 if you don't. We had Tim McGarry the last time. It was fucking incredible. All the gigs are good. We don't do shit nights there. Everyone we bring is getting paid decent money because they're fucking great acts. And of course, the live podcast start on the 10th of February in the Black Box Cafe, and they'll be in the second Tuesday of the month for the next 4 months. Another great night out if you're over in that area. Check out ColinGaddis.com. I'm trying to just get rid of all my shit so that I can maybe buy some new cooler shit. I was trying to flog the hats last time. I have a few of them left. Check out ColinGaddis.com. Get the Godzilla beanie if you're looking one. Pretty cool. Even I wear one, guys. Great quality product. Just get rid of them so I don't have to fucking walk around him in this bastard flat all the fucking time. Anyway, I'm gonna get out of here. Sorry for the lateness, and take it easy. All the best now. Sorry for the snots. What other Libertine song can we play out on? Libertines. Up the Bracket. Go for it, you fucking knobs. Let's give you a bit of that before you go. Let's go.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from 2 closet finishes and 4 colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.